Forces news,
events,
stories that matter.
On the Forces Station.
BFBS. Your stories.
Your stories.
Curtis Lowe.
Germany.
Keeping fit and healthy as a soldier is paramount, whether on ops or in barracks. A big part of this is having qualified instructors to take PT sessions. One logistics support regiment in Gütersloh has been running a spinning instructor's course. I spoke to WO2 Kia Masai Burnett of the Royal Army Physical Training Corps, who is attached to 1LSR.
The idea behind this is that my commanding officer, Colonel Lee Daly, is so into spinning himself, he's asked me to try and get more people in the unit qualified as spinning instructors. So I went away with myself and Corporal Thomas, and we got in touch with Jess, the spinning instructor back in the UK, and she's kind of come out now for the week to get people within the regiment qualified.
And will this be nice to be able to offer something when they're out in theatre, something different, some other sort of fizz to do?
Exactly. Having done Afghanistan myself, it's a very dusty area, and being out on the ground and running in that temperature and that climate, it's not quite good on the body sometimes, so being able to bring it indoors and get a maximum CV session from an indoor session such as this, which is fun as well, will hopefully boost the morale in theatre as well.
Jess Eisen from Fitness Qualifications in the UK was teaching the course.
The first course we did, which was Monday to Wednesday, we had 12, and then today I've got 19, so yeah, it's very busy today.
And all these guys, they're going to be able to use these qualifications to teach either, you know, in the civvy street or in their army careers as well?
Yep, they can use them within the army, so they can train their troops in-house for the morning fizz. And the qualifications are actually recognised worldwide. So even if they were to, when they left the army, they were to move to a different country, say Australia, it would still be valid then. So yeah, it's a good qualification to have.
And how are you finding teaching the squaddies?
They do try really, really hard, and that makes a big difference because they want to be here.
And are there any sort of challenges with coordination? I know some of the guys are saying.
I took their morning PT for them this morning. I did a dance aerobics class. They try, that's the best way to put it. With a little bit of work, they're okay, but I do see quite a lot of squaddy two-steps instead.
I asked a couple of the guys why they had wanted to do it.
Because I'm a PTI, and I've been a PTI for last year, and then to go core you need qualifications like this, so it's a qualification under my belt to further my career really.
Doing it for personal development, it's an opportunity to use my learning credits for the year, a great opportunity to use, do something that's good for the military, so I can give return of service as well by conducting spinning classes on behalf of the military.
Jess is a regular visitor to Germany, running a variety of courses. There are even plans for another course to be run in the summer that will be open to dependents too. This is Liv Strawn for BFBS in Gütersloh.
Your stories.
Your stories. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.